escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. Good morning, Brian. How do you do?
I am fantabulous, dog. How you doing?
Good, man. First day of school.
Huh?
Yeah, man. We were up early. Lauren made cinnamon rolls. Always a highlight. Mm-hmm. Cinnamon rolls are like a big morning in our house. Like Christmas morning, first day of school, maybe a birthday. Cinnamon rolls are banging too. Just I put extra icing on them. They're so good.
Big kid.
Kids were happy. It's nice. Friends of ours. Shout out to Danny Harbison. Like host everybody at their house, and then we all walk to school from there. You know, everybody's off and running. Mm-hmm. We're ready to rock.
Yep. Virginia started last week.
Yeah, Maryland started today, dude. I don't know why, but I did have this conversation with a kid. So my buddy's kid goes to Sidwell in D.C. They don't start till next week. Mm-hmm. And I said, oh, man, that stinks. You don't get Labor Day. He's like, what do you mean? He's like, well, we don't go back till after Labor Day. I was like, yeah, but unless you're in school prior to Labor Day, you don't get Labor Day off. You just start after.
JP, you mess with the kid. The kid is off on Labor Day.
Nah.
Yeah.
It's just part of summer.
He chilling all week, and he going to be off next Monday, and your kid's at school this week.
That's true, but my kids get off Labor Day.
He does, too.
Now, you know what is awesome is Commander's official schedule came out. For all of our there are lots of things to complain about with the NFL, but to shift to 17 games and making Labor Day weekend officially off is one of the great moves by the Players Association and the league.
Why?
Because I get Labor Day weekend off.
Man, who cares? You're going to be working now on days you don't want to work. You'll be complaining for Thanksgiving. You'll be complaining for Christmas.
Nah, I'm cool with Thanksgiving. I'd work Thanksgiving every
year. You're going to complain for Christmas. You're going to find something else to complain about.
No, I'm good about Christmas. I didn't want to have to travel, but home game,
you just move your complaints to another day.
I'm feeling nothing but positivity this morning.
I don't
who was it? Somebody called yesterday and said, what the hell just happened to Jeff?
I don't know. He got frozen watermelons on his eye.
What just happened?
I don't know.
Did he just blast himself in the face with a mic? Are you okay? Let's all hope Jeff's all right. What happened? Stallion's here? White Brian's on the IL? Jeff, you all right, pal?
Jeff, actually, he took a whip of smelling salts, and it's not doing so hot right now. It's not doing so well.
Oh, you took smelling salts, and you acting like that?
Jeff's walking around with watermelon on his head. Instead of a bag of ice, he's got a bag of watermelon.
They're frozen.
I was not prepared for that couple of minutes there, but I hope Jeff's okay.
He'll be all right. We're not dead. He'll be all right.
We're rooting for you, Jeff. Obviously, big news yesterday, Terry McLaurin getting that contract done. You know, we told you it was going to happen and just be chill. And some listened, some didn't, but it happened. Everybody chill out. Terry to the best of my knowledge, is not trying to make a big song and dance about this. So we will first hear from Terry tomorrow afternoon after an evening practice. And I think by and large, it's going to be like, yeah, man, this was the business side of this. And, you know,
now I'm back ready,
now I'm ready to play football.
Deuces. Let's go.
Yeah, I'm not expecting a whole lot of...
Nah, it's not going to be a lot of stuff. I mean, and that's the thing about it. You go through it, you get past it, you move. But like you say all the time, this content game, people going to want to know this, that, and the other. And guess what? I'm happy that Terry's type of guy, I'm not going to tell him a damn thing. Keep moving.
Sure.
I mean, this is not for other people to go out there and make it more than what it was. It was negotiations. Okay? At times, when you're negotiating, you might act like you don't want to be where you're at. And the people might act like they don't want you. But you know what? It's just trying to get to a point. A point where you can decide on something, agree, and move on.
Yeah, dude. I think, you know, Trey Hendrickson gets a deal done yesterday, too.
Hey, man. Deadlines.
It's week one is around the corner. And these are veteran players that know what they need to be ready to go week one.
Yeah.
And I am not – I don't know. Like, the fact that the guaranteed money in Terry's deal hasn't been released yet, I know the way Adam Peters likes to run his operation is he's not interested in giving out any information. The player and the player's agent are – it's their prerogative how they want things to be reported. And that's fair. Like, hey, you're the player. You're the pro. You do what you want, but we're not going to do it.
Yeah. But, I mean, the whole thing about it is we worry about it. We want to know – I don't care. If he got $30 million signing bonus, what's his base salary this year?
That basically becomes it.
So the $30 million, and then it's going to drop his base to something else? Because so he still get a salary throughout the year.
The current structure, the base salary was $15.5 million.
Okay, and now they gave him $30 this year. So he got $30 million in a check yesterday, or hit his checking account today. His base salary probably drops down something.
Right.
So I don't know what it drops to, but it's 30 plus already. Then you come next year and see what's that. The 2-year extension is going to end up the overall, like we kept saying, put some guarantees on this year.
Right.
Make him happy and then move forward. It's going to end up being somewhere close to the 60.
It's going
to
be between 55 and 60.
So I mean,
and it, like,
but
I don't get caught up in the need to find out who won this negotiation. I think my gut tells me that not a lot changed in the offer from 2 weeks ago. Maybe you tweaked some stuff, and it just they got to the finish line, and it's like, all right, it's time to go. And
yes, then, I mean the amount that pops up in 96, whether he gets all of it or not, it ain't hurting me or helping me at all. And I know a lot of people like to worry about that, but hell, if he ends up with 65 of it in the overall, let's say it like that, way more than all of us got. I mean, so the whole thing is, it's going to be people that want to sit there to try to act like, well, he didn't get what he got more than what you got.
This was his time to get what he could,
and he got it,
and he did.
So, like, all I know, one guy just hit me right now. Was talking about some. No, I had a conversation yesterday with somebody, but. You know, how they had to take pay cuts and then he might have to take a pay cut. Well, let's just say this. He didn't take a pay cut. He got a damn raise. No matter how it looks to everybody else, he got a raise.
Right.
A hell of a raise on top of that.
Right. Like, this was his time to get a third contract, which is hard to do. Got it. Everybody over there is going to move forward. I'm not here for the, oh, my God, let's dig into every possible detail and report we're going to hear.
Mm-hmm.
It just, it seems, I don't want to say it's irrelevant because I understand, you know, folks want to focus on signability for Quan next year. Like, if you choose to be super in the weeds on that stuff, that's a position you could take. I think this is exactly kind of what I thought would happen in the end, and it has occurred where it was going to go to the wire, and then he's going to sign for basically what the offer is. I think, you know, for all the angst throughout the process, it kind of played out how most of us expected it to. Same with the Hendrickson thing. And now these guys are going to show up, play football. The Hendrickson thing's a little more interesting because he's slated for free agency, although they could tag him at afterwards. For today, I'm far more interested in the actual roster bubble that will pop in 6 hours, right?
Mm-hmm.
4 o'clock this afternoon. We're going to know. Schefter just gave us one. Commanders are releasing linebacker Duke Riley.
Okay.
Now, I don't know, but Duke Riley's a veteran linebacker that you know what he could give you mm-hmm. in the NFL. Like, this is a veteran that's played a bunch.
LSU, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, if you're releasing him, is that possible? It makes room for Kehoe?
It's a possibility.
Right? Like, Kehoe to me is like the lone dude that kind of, outside of Bill, but Bill this year reminded me of Tyler Owens last year.
Mm-hmm.
Tyler Owens, within 10 days of training camp opening, I was like, that dude's on the roster. Like, he just played in a manner that was, that dude's on the roster.
Yeah.
Bill was that dude this year.
Yeah.
Bill this year, within
I think what it is with Tyler, just like Bill, they see possibilities. It's not like exactly everything can happen right now, but it's a possibility. Tyler Owens is about 6'3", 6'4".
He
weighs about 220. And from what coaches say, he's the fastest guy on the damn football team. That right there, when they said that, that was a shock. But then you start digging into it, the dude ran a 10.05 100 meters. Okay? That's picking him up and putting him down. Bill came in, and you could see possibilities with him as well. And then he had that run. But I think it's more about what you think he can be overall. And if he can reach what they think, be something special.
Duke Riley's been in the NFL. He's played 124 NFL games. He's started 36 games.
Mm-hmm.
This is an established NFL veteran that was available in mid-August.
Mm-hmm.
So, to me, if you're making your roster about what it could be for the future, and you like Kehoe and you're at least interested, if you cut a dude like Kehoe, somebody else might be interested. If you cut a dude like Riley, you could probably get him back or another dude with a similar level of experience that you know could come in and help you. Like, it's a different...
That veteran player understands this whole thing.
Right.
And may be able to say, I'm going to so-and-so. And ain't nothing other teams could do about it. Be honest with you. I'm not going to sign with you. I'm signing with Washington.
Right.
You know, they have that ability. The young dude, they don't have a clue. They just want to catch on. They go with whoever offer.
So we're going to kind of just stay tuned throughout the day as cuts come in. I got to be honest, I did not expect Adam Schefter to be tweeting about Duke Riley this morning. Schefter usually kind of stays on the high-level roster stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, when Schefter, I first saw it from Schefter yesterday, the Terry news.
Mm-hmm.
That, to me, is an Adam Schefter story. Schefter just tweeting out random roster moves. Hey, he's grinding.
They're not releasing super big names today at this early in the morning. It may be later on, closer to 4, that some of the guys that may be veteran dudes that they're going to be making all these salary cap dumps for. But, hell, Schefter, like, I got to keep my groove going. Some of them, I'm going to talk about some of the other guys, too.
Look at Schefter just out here for the people. So, yesterday, the Commanders announced 6 roster cuts just before 4 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
I got 0 surprises out of this group, honestly.
I didn't know.
Asang Bassey, Nick Harris, mm-hmm. Tyree Phillips, Norrell Pollard, Braylon Sanders. And then if you are looking for a surprise, which I think you've got to be looking pretty hard, but if you're looking for a surprise, Michael Gallup got released yesterday.
Not a surprise.
Nope.
He was a guy that had retired and then came into camp, and he wasn't better than those other young guys. And when you look at that, are you going to go with the guy who had already left the game, or are you going to go with the guys who are who are excited about being in the game? And the fact that he did not stand out with those younger guys, then, hell, I'm not going to take him at that point. If he had shown me some stuff, yes.
I I don't think he showed much. You know, he was removed from the league last year. I think obviously there's a relationship with a lot of the staff having the former Dallas ties. I also don't think it's a surprise on the day they get Terry back in and Noah Brown's tracking healthy that some receivers get released. No. I think more of them will get released today. Yeah.
Well, you know, two other spots have to be released for sure because those two guys are back.
Right.
Well,
they were already on the roster.
But you know what?
But now they're going to make the 53.
I
got
to drop it to the 53. I don't have time to be just carrying along people.
I am. I'm really curious. I think the names to kind of watch today. You tell me. You watch just as much as I do. You're calling the games. You're in these production meetings. You're talking to coaches. Was there a young player that really forced their way onto this roster? I think Bill did it early. But I think Bill did it.
I really think Brooks has a chance to do it. Ja'Cory.
Yep.
Yeah, because they have Jacoby's and Ja'Cory's, and I'm like, I get mixed up.
I
really like that kid.
Sure. Cahoe, Ja'Cory Brooks.
Well, the young guy, Jaylen Lane, he was drafted. I think he was on the roster.
Dude.
Yeah.
He was punt returner one on draft day.
He was picked to be put on the roster.
Right.
Because he has crazy ability.
I think releasing Duke Riley is interesting. I think that could really make space for Cahoe to make it. I think the way Cahoe played in that preseason finale was one of the best performances I think we saw.
Yeah.
For a guy trying to, what do you want him to do? Call your name. Make him see you.
Yeah.
But
how many linebackers, interior linebackers they keep?
Probably five.
Okay, so you got Wagner and Luvu, McGee. I think Madrano is going to be on the team.
Yeah.
And then you got the one more, and that could be Cahoe. Or what was the other kid? Oh, dog, can't think of his name right now. 46? Because Duke was 45.
Duke was 45. Madrano, McGee, Luvu, Cahoe. Ballore is probably going to be on the roster.
Ballore's on the roster. He's a special teams guy.
Yeah.
He didn't even play in the last game. They sat him, so he's done.
They love him. Yeah. The other guy you're thinking of is Arnold.
There you go. Yeah.
Who I wouldn't expect to make it. That's another undrafted guy.
Mm-hmm.
The complicating factor a little bit is Von Miller is listed as a linebacker.
He is. That's six linebackers.
Well, and that's six without Cahoe.
Mm-hmm.
Wagner, Luvu,
McGee, Cahoe had a big day, and I've seen this a lot. I've seen guys in that last preseason game ball out. But a lot of times they don't make squad still.
Well, I also think Cahoe, as much as he looked good in that final preseason game, he's a 25-year-old NFL rookie.
Mm-hmm.
Played 6 years of college ball and had to skip a year.
Yeah.
I think they probably feel some level of comfort of being able to get him back.
Probably so.
Because Wagner, Luvu, McGee, Ballore, locks.
Yeah.
Von Miller, some of this will just be accounting. Like, Von Miller's listed as a linebacker. With your D-line, I think that D-line actually has a bunch of depth that's going to make it kind of challenging. If you look at the D-line.
It's challenging for us. They already got their mind. They worry about the last one. That's it. They know who the ones they're going to stack on there already.
All right, me and B are making our 53. We'll know everything this afternoon. Roster cuts come down at 4 o'clock. Barstool Nate's going to join the show today. We're checking in on all things Dallas and Micah Parsons at noon with our boy Nui Scruggs. Plus, very, very excited, at 1:45 today, right before we clock out, Coach Brian Newberry from the Naval Academy going to join the program. I think Navy or – depending how wide we cut our college football circle, if it's just teams in Maryland, D.C., and Virginia, I think Navy's the best team. I think it's like Navy versus JMU for DMV supremacy.
Could be.
I don't know. I'm sure the Terps and the Hokies would like to have a say in that, too. We're really excited.
Buddy, I do it on the field.
Really excited to talk to Brian Newberry about the midshipmen this afternoon. Nobody go anywhere. B. Mitchell Finley just getting warmed up.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. We're here, dude. It's roster cutdown day. Got to get to 53 today. I don't see a path. B, I'm gonna start to present things to you, and then you tell me if you agree or not. At least today, on roster cutdown day, the roster, so everybody understands, one, they're going to try to get things done today by 4 o'clock, league mandated, mm-hmm. right? Maybe they get it done a little earlier. But then they got to fill out their practice squad. And then this entire roster is going to change significantly.
By September 7th?
By September 4th.
Yeah.
Here's an example of this. So I got it. I tape all ears every Wednesday night, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I work with Chris Kerwin. He does a great job. A lot of the really cool graphic packages we do, Kerwin puts that stuff together. And he was asking me, he's like, dude, do you want to do one of these roster breakdown graphics for the show Wednesday night? And the reality is on Wednesday, we're going to hear from AP and DQ about roster cuts. We're going to hear from AP and DQ about Terry McLaurin. Then we're going to hear from Terry McLaurin.
Mm-hmm.
Then we're also going to get to talk to players that made the roster, maybe some surprises, maybe Ja'Cory Brooks, maybe even Bill making mm-hmm. the roster as a seventh-round rookie, right? Like, I was like, we're going to have so much stuff about the guys that made it. I think we wait till the following week going into the Giants game to do any sort of what the roster looks like, what the starters look like, because I think a lot of it could shift over the course of that week.
Definitely.
You know?
You're right with that.
I mean, Noah Brown, who is considered wide receiver 3 here, but like an important part of the piece, an important piece of the puzzle, signed in Washington on August 28th last year.
Yeah.
Like, there's going to be movement.
Yeah, it's going to be other people that come here. You know, like, just because the cuts happened today, you don't put all your faith into that, because today is the 26th. They play on September 7th. And you will have at least 3 to 5 people that may be new that you didn't talk, you didn't have one chance to talk about for the previous OTAs and training camp and all that stuff. They're gonna be some other guys that come around. But you hope you can fill your practice squad with guys that have gone through your system. But sometimes there's some guys that get released and you go, what? I like that kid.
That guy.
He can help me. You know, and he may
I want that veteran.
Yeah, maybe just a little better than the one that you have on your practice squad.
The thing that you got to remind yourselves with these practice squads, the fact that you can have veterans and you can elevate them up to 4 times is a massive, massive change. And it really, I don't want to say undermines the importance is going too far, but it has really changed the strategy and the outlook of roster cut day. All that said, let's get down to business, right? We're wondering if there's a spot for Ali Cahoe, the undrafted rookie linebacker out of UCLA.
Mm-hmm.
Ja'Cory Brooks, the undrafted rookie wide receiver out of Louisville. Bill Kroski-Merritt is on the team, period. Like, I don't think we have to wonder about that. Do you have any wonder?
I mean, I think people just look at the people that were on the sideline and didn't play last game. They made the team. Boom, done.
My only question with Bill, and DQ completely Dikembe'd this, was he, and it may be a little bit of both here, was he not on the field for the preseason finale because he's on the team, or was he not on the field for the preseason finale because he's dealing with the shoulder thing?
On the team.
The answer is yes to
on
both.
On the team. Because, let's be real, when they had their little last day practice and the starters were going, Bill was going in that black jersey.
Right.
You didn't have Bill sitting on the sideline doing nothing. He was going with the starters, right? He's on the team.
I agree. All right, offensively, I got 2 quarterbacks. I think maybe that changes by next week, but I don't think Johnson forced his way onto the roster, and I think they want to carry 4 backs and 4 tight ends. Something's got to give. I got 2 quarterbacks. You land differently.
How many quarterbacks?
2.
Yeah, I think it's 2. But I think it'll end up being a 1 on the practice squad.
I 1,000% agree with that. I am not entirely sure that the one that lands on the practice squad is someone we've seen here. I think, how much do you think Hartman and Jaden's friendship matters in this decision-making process?
Shouldn't matter at all. I don't know what I think about it, but it should matter. Point blank.
Yeah.
And let's be real. When your best friend leave a team, he's still your friend, right?
Right.
And then you find somebody else to be close to when they're on the team. You know how many people that I was cool with throughout training camps and off seasons, and then they got released, and then I still talk to them, but then you start hooking up and being cool with somebody else.
Right.
Because, you know, let's be real. You think that Sam has to be here for Jaden to be as good as he is? I doubt it.
Nope.
So. We'll see.
Running backs, I think they're keeping 4. I
looks like it to me.
What's funny is this time of year, it's funny. Like, there's like this very symbiotic relationship between beat reporters and fantasy people. Like, the fantasy people, big national fantasy people that appear on our station and they, you know, all year long with fantasy, you're looking at them for information. Right now, they're blowing me and every other beat reporter up around the country.
Because they want to know mate squad so they can now start talking about it.
So I've gotten asked from a number of different people what I think about the Commanders running back room.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think
when you think about the running back room, you got to also lean your mind a little bit towards number 1.
Debo, sure.
Because he's going to be a guy getting some of those carries. And in a sense, if they were to go with 3, he'll be the reason. Which may allow them to bring a 3rd quarterback or bring another offensive lineman, something like that. Because Debo is going to be involved in the running game.
I think they're going 4 backs. Eckler.
C-Rod and Bill maybe before McNichols. based off of the way I saw the production. I saw them being utilized.
I don't think McNichols is the lock I have previously, but he does a lot on specials, and he's their best pass pro back.
And I watched Rodriguez in the game put face masks all up in the chest of the linebacker coming off the edge. So a lot of guys are taking that step. And, you know, Anthony Lynn, he got those guys working, bro.
I think Chris Rodriguez deserves a ton of credit for realizing where he was in his football journey. And I don't know that he recommitted himself or that he saw, like, the light came on and he knew he had to change his body. But he looks different. Yeah, he's talked about the speed changes.
One of the coaches could have just told him where he needed to be.
Right.
And he does deserve the credit for going out there and doing it. Because, hell, it's been guys along the way where I know coaches told what they needed to do, and they didn't get there. And I know guys that got there. James Strass was one of those guys who got there. There were guys that I told what they needed to do, and they're like, man, I can't do all of that. Okay, well, you all won't be on the team then. Then when they get released, what could I have done? Well, I already told you what you could have done. You didn't do it. And it's as cutthroat as that sometimes. But he was told something, and he went and he got it done. When James Harrison was paying $500,000 a year to get his body right, people say he was stupid for paying all that money. $500,000 to make $13 million, yeah, I think he made a smart-ass decision. You know what I mean? So you got to do it, go above and beyond to get into the door. If you're not in the door, you can't turn down nothing nobody tells you that can help you out.
So here's what I'm curious about. What do you think Commander's running back breakdown looks like? Like, if it's a piece of pie. I'm talking about, like, work on the field. Not even carries, but touches, because I think Eckler catches a lot.
Well, touches for me, I think that's not something you can really throw out there because it's depending on the game. Because one game, hell, Eckler may be in there killing you on the outside and catching balls at the backfield. The next game, it may be Debo getting a lot of those things that he was doing. The next game, maybe Rodriguez and Bill just gutting you up the middle. So I don't know if I could put a straight break into a pie, but I know that Cliff is going to be in his bag because he has the opportunity now to do a lot of different things. And Debo being on the field makes the damn defense a little worried. You don't know if he's going to come and catch a pass. He's going to go in motion and run the ball or throw the damn ball. He does everything.
I believe Eckler, Bill, and Rodriguez are absolutely on the team. I believe they keep McNichols, but it is a separate category.
Okay.
Does that sound about right?
Cool.
Six wide receivers. Terry, Debo, Noah, Lane, Luke. I think it should be Brooks. What do you think about KJ Osborne? That's a guy they signed last November-ish.
I mean, those two guys both were doing their little thing down the stretch. But if I had to say who had the better camp, I would say Brooks had the better camp.
I think Brooks definitely had the better camp. I think one of the coaches mentioned Osborne's work as a returner also.
Yeah.
So, you know, the more you can do, the more effective you make it. But, like,
that's it.
They don't have guys. There's no push for seven wideouts out of this group. Like,
I think if another wideout were to make it, it's not because he's going to be just a receiver dude. He must be doing everything on special teams.
That's almost the position I would find least surprising if there's somebody else on the active roster next week than whoever breaks out of camp. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Tight ends then becomes an interesting one. Ertz and Bates, obviously, I think it's Sennett and Yankoff as well.
Mm-hmm.
You see it going that way?
I see that.
I think any conversation with Luke or Sennett getting released is just premature. I just
maybe premature, but you know what? If they have to really, really do something, I wouldn't be shocked. I mean, I understand someone being drafted at a certain point, but eventually you got to make the decision that's better for the team, not the fact that you drafted a person.
We're going to continue to make our 53-man roster. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitchell Finley.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
B. Mitchell Finley, Mark Rippon just got a hole in one. Congratulations.
That's number seven for him.
Damn, he's a stick, huh?
Yeah.
What is he like, a scratch?
He's right there. He won that Accenture Match Play thing a few times.
That's awesome. The New York Football Giants have released wide receiver Lil Jordan Humphrey. Not Lil Jordan. I would love... By far, what I'm most fascinated with Lil Jordan is if dad is on his birth certificate. Like,
Lil Jordan?
L-I-L apostrophe Jordan. I would love to know, like, his actual government.
Yeah, and you grow up, I'd be pissed off at my parents. Why you put Lil Jordan? Just say Jordan.
I mean, all right. Nikki and Kime are now reporting the Commanders are releasing cornerback Bobby Price.
All right.
That tracks.
Yep.
If you watched, you also got a little you got a little banged up in that New England game. Mm-hmm. That's I think folks get so fired up for cut day, and I think especially considering you're only going from 90 to 70 in reality, we could name them. I was at Channel 4 yesterday, and we got a little note that the Commanders were about to put out six cuts before yesterday. And I said to Heather, I was like, I bet I can name these dudes. and I named five of the six.
Mm-hmm.
So some of this is not that big of news. We're sticking around. We're on our toes. Should there be a big move that surprises us, and it's almost more relevant to watch what's going on around the NFL. I got one for you, B.
What you got?
A quarterback the Commanders faced last season has been, yep, a guy that started against them. I got one more hint, but it'll give it away.
Yeah, give him one more hint.
The weirdest picture ever.
Oh, that's that dude. we just saw him last week.
Yeah.
What's Haener?
Haener.
Yeah.
Like, Jake Haener, I think, could file a class action suit against the Saints organization for using that headshot. Because that impacted his ability to make money. I think that's the law.
Him. I mean, he took the picture.
I think that's defamation.
No.
They defamed his character
they asked
by
him
that picture.
They say pose, and that's the pose he did. Looks like
it
somebody you don't want to see.
So I assume the Saints are rolling with Shock, whatever the old freshman out of Louisville. The rookie out of Louisville, and then Spencer Rattler still around down there? Still rattling around?
Yeah, he's rattling.
Also have some breaking news on the Lil Jordan Humphrey tip, B. Mm-hmm. According to Brad on Twitter, he says his parents let his brother name him Lil Jordan. So his brother got to pick his name.
How old was his brother when he named it? Was he Lil Bobby?
I think it'd be cool if his brother is Jordan. And he's like, let's call him Lil Jordan.
Nah, I thought that's it.
I don't know. We got news floating around from the NFL. Patriots have released Marcus Epps. Malachi Corley was playing with the Jets last year. There was a little bit of buzz about him coming out of camp. He's been released. He was a draft pick last year. He was a third rounder last year, just got cut.
Hey, it happens.
It particularly happens when you have a regime change, like we saw with
the regime
Jets.
Change happens, and I mean, but the whole thing about it, I've seen first rounders that look like they should have been the last pick. But people hold on to them just because they drafted them. A lot of, like you said, self-preservation. People draft the person they want to hold on to them. If they can't play, the best thing to do is release them early. Don't keep them.
All right, let's look at the O-line where Washington's going to have to make a bunch of decisions. We know Tunsil, Brandon Coleman, Biadasz. I'm just going with what I think eventually will be their starting five. Wiley. I think their starting
Wiley
five.
Connerly?
Tunsil, BC, Biadasz, Wiley, Connerly.
Yep. Cosby probably be on injury reserve.
Yeah, they could put Cosby direct to IR,
yep.
Which I think is pretty apparently happening. So then Allegretti's going to make the team.
What's the PUB thing if they put him on that? How many weeks is that?
You're allowed to put two guys direct from PUP to IR, and you get to declare it, but it can be as short as 4 weeks.
Yeah, so that'd probably be Cosby.
I think that's Cosby. I think Chris Paul has impressed them.
I think Chris Paul going to make the team.
I think Chris Paul makes the team. Good for him.
I watched Chris pulling the other day, and then he just destroyed the dude, bro.
You need a backup center. They already released Harris. That means your boy Mike Dieter's going to make the team again. What does that get us to? That gets us to eight. You think Trent Scott makes the team?
Trent Scott, I think, because Trent can be
a versatile player.
He's a versatile guy. He played right and left tackle.
So that's nine?
And the fact that you got to worry about Wally right now as a guard, I think Chris is the guy that comes in because he could back up, you know, Connerly and Tunsil.
So here's where this gets interesting. Assuming Cosme's going to the IR, we've got nine offensive linemen. Count for me because you know that's not my skill set. Tunsil, BC, Biadasz, Wiley, Connerly, Allegretti, Paul, Dieter, Scott. And then Cosby on IR. That gives you a ton of flexibility because Wiley can play multiple spots. Dieter. Coleman can play multiple spots. Allegretti can play multiple spots. Paul can play all over the interior. Scott can play multiple spots.
Dieter plays center and guard.
Dieter, yeah, and you need, like, they tried with Julian Good-Jones. They tried
they
to
released
find
Julian last week.
He couldn't snap the shotgun.
Yeah, yeah, he was snapping them to Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
You need a center that can snap. Yeah. Like, you need a backup center whose primary job is to be a center. Now if you only keep 9 linemen, you got 25 here, B. Help me with the math. 2 quarterbacks plus 4 running backs is 6. Plus 6 wide receivers is 12. Plus 4 tight ends is 16. Plus 9 offensive linemen, 25. I think that works. George Fant, they just signed. I wonder if you can't get George Fant to your practice squad because you can have veterans now.
Yeah.
Plus, George Fant is a tackle, right? Like, he's played tackle in his career. They're almost deeper at tackle than they are in the interior, knowing Cosby's coming back.
Yeah.
Because
when Cosby comes back, maybe how do they move that out?
I think when Cosby comes back, I mean, sadly, the reality of the offensive line is who knows if something else has occurred.
Yeah.
That's a great question. When Cosby comes back, I wonder if you don't have some clarity in your running back room by then.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Or, like, do you need a 6th receiver? I don't know.
We're going to see.
It's going to be a hell of a question for them to figure out.
Will it be a point where they can, I'm looking at the defense, Harris plays multiple positions. Can he be a guy that allowed them to keep one less DB? Because he plays safety and he could play corner. He's done it all.
But there's not a core of the 5 corners I want them to keep. I don't want to lose anybody unless it's Jonathan Jones.
Hey, but it may not be what we want them to keep. It may end up being what's best for the team, and so you can bring something else on another side.
You know what's the best?
What?
The boys talking ball. I love, like we're getting there. This is real football conversation. No nonsense. When we come back, might change. Barstool Nate joins the program.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.